Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate you, Brian. Thanks for the time. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon. Glenn Longarini with CIA. See your time at 8 o'clock.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Farmers in the western part of the state feeling the impact from last week's deadly and devastating flooding have their chance to meet later today with state agriculture and USDA officials for a listening session in South Perry. Those who incurred losses are still tallying up the damage, but Joan Nichols, executive director of the Connecticut Farm Bureau Association, is urging the farm community to turn out if they have any questions.
To really try to figure out what farmers were most impacted and who's going to need the help. And then, what federal programs or what funding is going to be available.
Nichols explains that this damage is specific to Western Connecticut and is different from what we had last summer when there was widespread flooding impact due to a lot of rain last year, leading to some considerable damage and loss. In the background, the DOT is trying to reopen as many roads as they possibly can after flooding washouts and bridge outs. A road impacted in Monroe is now reopened, previously washed out, Route 34 between Route 111 and Coppermine Road. Former President Donald Trump is facing a new federal indictment concerning allegations that he tried to illegally interfere with the last election. The revised charging document comes in light of recent U.S. Supreme Court decision granting president immunity for official acts. Correspondent Jared Hill has the latest from New York.
The slimmed-down charging document removed the allegations concerning Trump's attempts to pressure the Justice Department into supporting his false claims that the election was rigged. One of the unnamed co-conspirators, who CBS News identified as Jeffrey Clark, a Trump ally within the DOJ, has also been taken out.
Trump's legal team says that the new indictment is not a surprise and does not change their position that the overall case is flawed. Palestinian officials say Israeli raids in the northern West Bank killed at least 9 people. Israel calls it a counterterrorism operation.
The Israeli army raided several Palestinian cities and refugee camps in the northern West Bank using airstrikes and drones as well as soldiers. Israel's foreign minister Yisrael Katz said the campaign was started to thwart terrorist groups and that some residents of the West Bank would need to evacuate their homes. Palestinians said it was the first time in 20 years that so many areas had been attacked simultaneously.
That's reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Say Republican lawmakers launch a website calling for a special session to address increasing electricity rates. They say Governor Lamont and majority Democrats aren't listening to their thoughts on the issue and won't call a special session on the matter soon enough to have an impact. So, much like the old No Tolls movement, you can join the petition at specialsessionct.com. Among their ideas and payments for customers on electricity and vehicle charging stations, they also are concerned about the possibility of reaching a deal for offshore wind that would be 15 cents per kilowatt hour instead of 5 cents per kilowatt hour for nuclear. Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich offers up another idea.
We need to look at using existing but unspent ARPA dollars, the little which remains, and reallocating it to pay down those one-time expenses due to the unpaid bills, due to the shutoff moratorium.
Governor Lamont's letter to the Republicans Tuesday morning invites them to sit in on some upcoming conversations that he's planning, quote, in the near future. He's looking to talk with the state DEEP as well as some top lawmakers in the Energy and Technology Committee. And also happening later today, related to the issue, the governor is going to be talking about the state's efforts to lower energy costs while making the grid more efficient. He's going to speak at UConn Health at 10 a.m. on some innovative technology that's going to be deployed on campus there. A Shelton-based company, Butterfly, is creating that technology, which will be explained further a little later on this morning. WTIC News Time is just after 8:04.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
As a roofer, I don't have time to fail. Homeowners rely on me, so I rely on Beacon. Beacon's unique network of branches work together to get me what I need when I need it. And with the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. Now through September 15th, purchase high-quality GAF with Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon. Always building.
Eat it up, eat it up. The hard fun Yard Goats. Eat it up.
Yard Goats baseball is back next Tuesday, September 3rd, and we've got giveaways. Yard Goats basketball jersey on Tuesday, presented by Western Connecticut State University. Hawaiian shirt giveaway on Wednesday, game presented by Cigna. A football jersey on Thursday with Grandparents Day, presented by Care Partners of Connecticut. And a Connecticut Yard Goats jersey on Friday, thanks to Connecticut Office of Tourism.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6481. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6481. That's 800-575-6481. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
WTIC News Time is 8:07. The project to build a new elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, after the deadly school shooting in May of 2022, gets quite a boost.
A very, very generous gift of $10 million from the Kate Marmion Charitable Foundation.
That's Tim Miller of the Uvalde Moving Forward Foundation announcing the plans to ensure the money goes toward building the new school in a way that honors the victims. Parts of Detroit are waking up in the dark this morning after severe storms downed trees and power lines. Detroit's DTE is working to restore service to customers, but they're warning people in the meantime to stay away from them.
Power lines are not always arcing and sparking and making a lot of noise. Power lines that are really just sitting there quiet are equally as dangerous as those that are presenting themselves as such. So please consider all wires that are on the ground live and extremely dangerous.
That's spokesperson Brian Kalka. And Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce buys a stake at a racehorse, Brian and Matt. The three-year-old gelding is named Swift Delivery. It's not clear if the horse was named after his girlfriend Taylor Swift or if that happens to be coincidental.
I doubt it's coincidental.
Mm-mm. Right.
Whatever. And he gets this podcast deal for... Yeah, $100 million with his brother.
It's on FX show. He's doing a game show.
He is overexposed, but he's obviously, you got to cash in.
It's working for him.
You got to cash in when the getting's good. So, what are you tripping about? He is, yeah. The microphone's 400 miles away from you, you know? Yeah, it's your first time at the rodeo?
All right.
Themis Claridis in studio for the hour here with us, Brian and company. Let's go over to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Shaq. Thank you very much. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. And if you are heading on 9 southbound New Britain, look out for an accident on the New Britain-Berlin line between 35 and 33. Lane blocked there. Delays back to the 72 interchange behind that. Westbound side of 84 slowing, approaching 56 Governor Street in East Hartford up to the bulk. The 84 eastbound, some slow traffic as you move from exit 43 Park Road in West Hartford up to 46 is an avenue. Southbound 91, you're going to see slow traffic as you move 34 to 33 in Hartford. Northbound side 91, sluggish stop and go, 20 up to 22 in the Route 9 interchange in Cromwell. After that, a little tap of the brakes up by 25, 26 in Weathersfield. Two westbound slowing exit 4 to the 84 west merge in East Hartford. Looks good east of the river, 291, 384. 9 northbound delays 22 up to the Arrigoni Bridge in Middletown. Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8. 84 westbound, tight traffic in Newtown, 11 to 10. Again, 8 to 7 as you move into Danbury. If you are traveling on the southbound side of Route 8, a little slow as you move between 19 and 17 in Derby. 91 in the Parkway moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
We'll see a mixture of sunshine and clouds today. Very warm to hot and very humid as well. There is the chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm in a few towns, but more of the area will probably remain dry than see any precipitation today. And those dew points will be way up there in the low 70s for a while. However, cooler and less humid air moves in tonight. It's partly cloudy. Lows falling back between 56 and 63 as dew points drop into and through the 50s. Thursday looks like a comfortable day with a partly sunny sky, highs in the 70s. There will be an area of showers nearby, maybe just west of us Thursday night, early Friday. I will keep an eye on that. But for now, we'll call it partly cloudy Thursday night with lows in the 50s and a mix of sun and clouds Friday with highs in the 70s. Increasing cloudiness Saturday with the increasing chance for some showers later in the day or Saturday evening.
I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor.
Frank
it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
All right, welcome back. 8-11. Themis Claridis, former Republican leader at the House, Senate candidate. How you doing?
Can't complain.
Yeah, you had a good summer. I know lately things are tough. We'll get to that.
Yeah. I can't complain personally, but actually that's not true. Personally, it's been really tough with the flood, but I know we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so we have, obviously, your family has property, important piece of property in Seymour, and we'll talk about the floods. We got UConn Big 12. We got energy. We got presidential politics. We got cell phones in schools. We have Lamont third term. I think we should start with what happened in this storm. And I know we want to have fun and frivolity, but it's obviously something that you've been dealing with. I saw you with the governor the other day. Like, do you get that photo up because you're you? Like, do you say, hey, governor, if you come out here, can you come to my place? How does that work?
First of all, I was on the phone with the governor's office from the moment this happened. I was on the phone with Blumenthal from the moment this happened. I mean,
you have access.
I have the relationship. There's no question about it. But clearly, all of those elected officials are very concerned about what happened in Southbury and Oxford and Seymour. And
so you think Lamont did a good job? Because we get a lot of listeners who are like, they say he changed his plans, showed up there for 2 hours, and then went on to Chicago. Do you think he handled it appropriately?
Well, here's what I do know. He's come out with a grant program to get these small businesses $25,000 right up off the bat before, because they're going to have to wait for SBA loans, they're going to have to wait for FEMA, God knows how long that's going to take. And I have 14 of 16 tenants in our family's plaza that are almost totaled. These are small businesses. These are husbands and wives and kids that run businesses that every dime they make in their business, they put back in and invest and don't take anything out, and they are businesses have been totaled. I mean, literally 6 foot waters coming through the front windows, crashing through the windows, crashing through the walls.
I was out there,
I've never seen anything like it. And even if you look at the pictures, you cannot grasp the gravity of what it was until you actually see it yourself. I've never seen anything close to that in my life. And so what I know is, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or what your name is. I mean, I wanted to run against Blumenthal last time, and he came down to our plaza, and I will take any help he's going to give us, because these are hardworking small business people, and I need them to get help to get back up on their feet.
So you think it has been handled appropriately?
Listen, nothing is ever handled perfectly, and there's always other things you can do, but what I do know is he was there, and he is offering $25,000 to these people of grants off the bat.
So what is it? So your family owns the plaza and leases out the space to these businesses, right? Mm-hmm. And so the insurance is up to you or to the businesses?
Well, we as landlords have insurance and flood insurance.
You did have flood insurance.
We did. But the individual businesses did not, because it is not in a flood zone. People have to.
You did it because you just might as well?
Because it's something you do when you own an entire plaza, right?
Even if it's not in a flood zone?
Correct.
Wow.
The problem is that this river, and it's called the Little River, ironically, it should more accurately be called Little Stream, because it is 1 to 2 feet deep. Think about that. Not normally.
Yeah.
It's 1 to 2 feet deep. I mean, what kind of river is that? That's the river that was going behind, and, you know, that was 10 feet wide that ended up being 40 feet wide. I walked out on Sunday night at 6 p.m., when, you know, it was a rainstorm, like we all, summer, Connecticut, we get heavy rains at times. Nobody had any idea this was going to happen. I was on my way to my sister's house, and we said, let's just stop at the plaza. We go in there, we see the parking lot starting to flood. We walk into one of the businesses, walk out the back, when you normally see 5 concrete steps, a road, and this little river, and I open the door, and I have 8 million pictures and videos of it. All you see is a river. That entire road was ripped up.
You were there that day, that afternoon.
I was there. And even when the governor was there, I mean, he actually was looking at it. And this is everybody's reaction, whether it was yours, mine, his. Oh, my God, what happened to the road? The rain ripped up an entire asphalt road, ripped out concrete stairs. You know, our entire parking lot at one point was the river.
Yeah. We'll put a pause in it. We'll finish up with a couple quick things on the storm and what happens next. The insurance part of it is what's sort of fascinating to me. We're with Themis Claridis here on Brian & Company. It's 8:16.
Hi, I'm Joe with SimpleSaleUSA.com, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 203-896-4000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and more importantly, anywhere in Connecticut. I'm a private real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and even foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 203-896-4000. That's 203-896-4000. 203-896-4000.
Ben, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously. If you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a testose. And if that testose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember?
Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
I'm Mark Christopher from the Brown Payderis and Scott Traffic Center. And if you're heading into downtown Hartford right now on the southbound side of I-91, look for delays from exit 35 down to 33 Jennings Road. Northbound side, 91 a little slow as you move between 20 and 22 in Cromwell. And the Route 9 interchange after that, some tight traffic, 24 up to 25, 26 in Wethersfield. Westbound side of 84, you're going to see slowdowns now. 56 Governor Street, East Hartford up to the Polkney Bridge. 84 eastbound delays from exit 44 up to 46 Sisson Avenue. Route 2 west. A little slow as you merge with 84 West and East Hartford, 291, 384 moving well. 9 northbound slowing 22 to the Aragoni Bridge. Waterbury is okay, 84 and 8. 84 westbound in Newtown delays 11 up to exit 10. If you're traveling into Danbury, 84 westbound, you're slowing from 9 in Newtown to exit 7 in Danbury. Southbound Route 8, look out for an accident by exit 19 in Seymour. If you're traveling southbound on the Parkway and southbound on 91, both moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Don't miss this, the August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. hims.com/radio.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So we're back here with Themis Claridis. Yeah, we were just talking about, we talked about a bunch of stuff. Matt, I don't even know if you know about this. There's a fad with teenage boys chewing hard gum to increase the muscles on their jawline. It's called facial fitness gum.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We could do
What's with that?
We should try it.
You
want to get like an old pack of like 1992 Topps baseball cards with the gum in it?
Yes, that would be good. That would be good.
There's no harder gum than that, I guarantee it.
Or get some like...
That's hard.
Get some Chiclets.
I agree.
Remember Chiclets?
Oh, yeah.
They don't. The flavor lasts for about 5 seconds.
Double bubble also.
Double bubble flavor.
I love
lasts
that,
for about
but
five
it lasts
seconds.
Five. But it's good for that 5 seconds.
The 5 seconds is
it's good.
You actually can't blow bubbles with it. I don't think really. It's not particularly good. Themis, just quickly before we get to a couple other items, next steps, because I feel like a lot of the media, and we're trying hard not to, will just sort of ignore this story, not ignore it, forget about the story until something else happens, whether it's funding or this or that. What is the next, like, how do you start the process of, like, cleanup, and do you contract that stuff out before you get any money? Like, how does it work?
Well, we started it immediately. We hired industrial cleaners, and they're now basically finished cleaning all the stores out.
You know, mold issues and all that stuff. You're going to have to gut it? Because we talked to a couple of businesses who literally have to start over.
Well, I did learn that last week that a technical terminology is mucking it out. I did not know that was an actual...
What does that mean?
...term of the trade.
You have to scrape off
all the
mud.
All the brown, you know, mud, gunk, everything that is in there because, you know, the floods came right through it. So there's... mud and dirt and everything. I mean, cleaning it out, then blowing it, drying it out. So we've taken care of all that. The silver lining to this is that all the buildings are structurally sound, so we don't have to take any buildings down, but it has to be full renovations on at least half of them.
So pull back to the studs and start
over. Yes. And so we have contractors already in place. I mean, we started moving the next day. I mean, I was down there all day long, all last week, walking through that muck and, you know, talking to tenants. I mean, it's heartbreaking. Everybody's crying and, you know, because it's their life. But it's almost like a death. You have to mourn it and then move on. And that's where people have move on, say, you know, so we're cleaning and we're rebuilding and we're hiring contractors and, you know, we're going to do it together.
Do you have a sense of timetables?
But the community has been amazing.
Yeah, I was very, very impressed with
amazing.
The people in that area.
Amazing. And, you know, the Valley has always been like that. You know, people like to, you know, make fun of the Valley at times, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It has been my experience my entire life that they come together and they're always there for you. And people, I had like 75-year-old women showing up. I want to help clean out. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of pride.
And then, you know, in addition, you know, we have food share coming in to donate food the next 3 Fridays. We have all sorts of people donated food to give to the workers and the volunteers. And it's been so heartwarming to see, you know, a community that your family has been part of your whole life and has given a lot to giving back and wanting to help.
Yeah, I hope it works out. Well, we'll stay in touch on this stuff because I don't want the story to get lost because some people are really going to have to go through a lot of fiscal hardship to get back. Themis Claridis, of course, former Republican leader in the House and former Senate candidate. I have so many things to talk about, and we have a couple segments. I want to get to the energy issue. I want to get to the presidential election. But I do want to give a quick shout out. The Greek Festival in Orange is this weekend.
St. Barbara's in Orange, Connecticut, Friday to Monday.
And
largest
it's
Greek
the one,
festival
bigger
in
than
the
Hartford?
Northeast, I believe.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I know things. Because I'm Greek and I know things.
And they're going to have all the food, obviously.
All the food, the Greek dancing, you know, all the clothes and the tchotchkes and the art and everything that we have. Yeah, it's just very big.
Now, Ouzo is the, like, That's the hard liquor of Greece, right?
It's
another one of those things where I want to say I like it, but I don't.
Well, I don't love it either. I mean, it's like Anisette, but stronger.
Right.
But I mean, Metaxa is also, you know, there's other ones that people.
But it's all sort of black licorice-y.
Not the Metaxa. That's like a brandy kind of thing.
I don't understand why people like that stuff. I honestly, if you're doing shots and stuff, I guess it's fine. But
well, even then, I mean, it like burns a hole down your throat. But I don't understand why people like a lot of alcohol, so I'm not really the person.
Do you know, are you a non-drinker?
No, I'm not a non-drinker. I just don't really love alcohol. Although, I have to say, in the past 6 months, no. In the past 6 months, my body is a temple, Brian, first of all.
Yeah.
In the past 6 months, I've become a cocktailier.
I've learned
how to make drinks. I never knew how to make one drink, and I always wanted to, so yeah. I took this class, and now I kind of add a new drink every week, and I make them for my friends.
I tried to make the Paloma the drink of the summer. It didn't work out great, but I do like
it. Why?
Because I like
grapefruit. Why didn't it work out is my point.
I don't think I made them good
enough. It's not that hard to make.
I know, but I just didn't have, I don't know.
You know what I made? I made a grasshopper. Did you watch Palm Royale?
Uh-uh.
You have to watch it. It's, you know, in like 70s Palm Beach, and it's got this amazing cast, Carol Burnett, Kristen Wiig, you know, all these people.
Yeah.
And
the set design was cool. I remember
right.
that.
Yeah. And so she drank grasshoppers. I'm like, I remember that when I was a kid, you know, grasshoppers, pink squirrels, the whole thing. And I make it, and I even shave the chocolate on the top.
Wow.
Very cool.
Well, we don't get it. Matt and I don't get invited over to your house.
Anytime you want to come, I will try all my drinks on you.
All right, we're going to get to some serious stuff here. Coming up, we're going to talk about these Eversource bills. I actually want to ask you about UConn and the Big 12 and obviously the latest on the presidential race and maybe even cell phones in schools. So stay with us here on Brian & Company with Themis Claridis. Right now, let's go over to Morgan Cunningham.
And now, a WTIC news update.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:30. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Those devastating flooding incidents from the storms over a week ago have left farmers in western Connecticut to evaluate their standing in this year's harvest. Today, those impacted are being invited to attend a listening session at the Southbury Parks and Recreational Center. Numerous officials from several groups, including the USDA, are going to be in attendance. Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's been pushing for federal help in the region, is going to be at the session to meet with impacted residents at 11 this morning. UConn is revising its policies concerning noise level attributed to protests. Here's WTIC's John Silva.
Sound from speakers and bullhorns prohibited during certain day parts, Mondays through Fridays. The policy goes on to state that amplified sound is permitted between the hours of 5 and 10 p.m. The university issued a reminder in light of protests against the war in Gaza that sprouted up once again on the first day of classes on Monday. Some say the policy is an infringement on their First Amendment rights. University and athletic events are excluded. The policy revisions are posted to the website policy.ucon.edu. John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
Schools continue to open this week for the 2024-25 academic year. Hartford students have now gone back, and they're there for now their second day of the school year today. The group Calling All Brothers was part of a welcoming back ceremony for them outside Martin Luther King Jr. and Breakthrough Magnet School. This parent tells Channel 3 she's happy, but does not want her child to grow up too fast.
I'm so excited. It's all new, but I think it's a important step in their life, and they are growing so fast.
As the summer winds down and schools go back into session, it's no surprise you'll see an increase in traffic. The renewed sense of urgency, often seeing people stressing to reach their destinations on time, be it school or work. But Stafford School Resource Officer Earl Middleton says drivers cannot cut corners when it comes to safety.
We're all in a rush. We all fall behind. We're concerned with our phones and emails and phone calls and trying to get our kids together. But it really comes down to just giving yourself a little bit more time and being a little bit more patient.
Officer Middleton says that the message also applies to teen drivers who, he says, should remember to follow rules of the road that are specific for their age group, like restrictions on passengers. Some new video has been released from the Capitol riot in the days after that attack. Correspondent Stacey Lynn reports HBO turned over some footage to Congress, and that CBS has obtained it now.
In the pre-dawn hours of January 7th, then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sat in the back of an SUV looking visibly exhausted and in disbelief.
I can't
just feel sick that what he did to the Capitol and to the country today.
You see her working with her team on the statement she would later make at a press conference where she had planned to say,
"There is a domestic enemy in the White House,"
referring to former President Donald Trump. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A shooting Tuesday afternoon in Hartford leaves a teen wounded. Officers say that they received calls from citizens and were dispatched around 4:30 p.m. to the area of 54 Huntington Street. That's where they found the 15-year-old man victim, alert and conscious. He was rushed to an area hospital to receive treatment. At this point, police say the injuries are non-life-threatening. Markets are looking lower. The Dow futures dim by about 35 points. S&P 500 futures about 6 points off. NASDAQ futures losing 25 points. WTIC News, time 8:34.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
I plan to rearrange my closet, but I stopped after picking the clothes up off the floor.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's award-winning language learning app will help you start speaking another language. Start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Comment tu t'appelles?
Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour."
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
And what could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like McDouble, McChicken, or six-piece McNuggets? So stop in for twice the delicious. Price of participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills, too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
WTIC News, time is 8:36. U.S. health officials say more than 20 people returning to the U.S. from Cuba are suffering from an insect-transmitted virus known as sloth fever. None have died, and there's no evidence that it's spreading in the U.S., but officials are warning doctors to be on the lookout for the infection in travelers coming from Cuba and South America. The virus has spread to humans through infected biting midges and certain types of mosquitoes. There are more 401k millionaires than ever before, reports correspondent Stacey Lynn.
If you have over $1 million in your retirement account, you are among a not-so-elite group anymore. In fact, the number of so-called 401k millionaires rose to a new record high in the second quarter. According to Fidelity Investments, nearly 500,000 401k accounts had balances of $1 million or more. That's up 2.5% from the prior quarter. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Brian and Matt, bets are on for J-Lo's next romance. Now that she's moving on from husband number four, some gamblers are betting on Jennifer Lopez's next beau. The clear favorite for Bet Online customers, Eminem, who wrote Lopez into a song 2 decades ago. They give that potential relationship 8-to-1 odds. J-Lo's ex Alex Rodriguez is in second place. Odds of a Lopez-Shibuzi matchup are 12-1. There are some surprises that appeared on the list, too. Names including former President Donald Trump, Hunter Biden, and Ellen DeGeneres. J-Lo filed for divorce from Ben Affleck on their second wedding anniversary.
So dumb.
Where's Pete Davidson on that list? Come on.
Seriously.
Pete Davidson is slide right in that.
That movie she did with Owen Wilson, he was like a teacher, right? I think she should go in that direction. She did that terrible movie with Owen Wilson.
Where, like a regular Joe?
How about she should be alone for a while?
Pardon?
She should just be alone.
Find herself.
She's a serial monogamist, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad on this one. I mean, I'm a big Ben Affleck fan, but he's got some darkness. We all have darkness.
He's Batman.
I mean, he was Batman. But I really like his work, though. I don't think any of those names are going to make it. Are people putting real money on that? I wonder if that's just a good way to get us to talk about it.
Of course they are, because everybody wants to bet everything nowadays.
I know. It's brutal. But I like to as well. Sorry. Thanks, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Shaq, thank you very much. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. And if you're making your way into Hartford right now and you're on the eastbound side of 84, we have an accident downtown. Looks like the two right lanes are out just after 46 Sisson Avenue, between 46 and 48. So delays right now back to exit 43 Park Road in West Hartford. Behind that, stay to the left. Westbound 84 tied up 56 Governor Street up to the Bulkley. Southbound 91 delays 34 to 33 in Hartford. Northbound 91 a little slow as you move up on 25-26 in Wethersfield. 291, 384 okays to the river. 2 westbounds a little slow as you merge to the 84 west. 9 northbound delays approaching Harbor Park up to the Aragoti Bridge in Middletown. If you are heading on the westbound side of 84, Newtown delays 11 to 10. Again, slow traffic from exit 9 to exit 7 in Danbury. If you are southbound Route 8, look out for an accident now between exit 19 and 17 as you move down into Derby. Looks like delays back to exit 20 and Seymour. Behind that, 91 in the parkway moving well heading down in toward New Haven. I'm Mark Christopher. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
We'll see a mixture of sunshine and clouds today. Very warm to hot and very humid as well. There is the chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm in a few towns, but more of the area will probably remain dry than see any precipitation today. And those dew points will be way up there in the low 70s for a while. However, cooler and less humid air moves in tonight. It's partly cloudy. Lows falling back between 56 and 63 as dew points drop into and through the 50s. Thursday looks like a comfortable day with a partly sunny sky, highs in the 70s. There will be an area of showers nearby, maybe just west of us Thursday night, early Friday. We'll keep an eye on that. But for now, we'll call it partly cloudy Thursday night with lows in the 50s and a mix of sun and clouds Friday with highs in the 70s. Increasing cloudiness Saturday with the increasing chance for some showers later in the day or Saturday evening. I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
Hi, Bob. Thank you very much. We're here with Themis Claridis, former Republican leader in the House and former Senate candidate. I want to talk about this energy bill situation. And I know, obviously, it's a little bit touchy because you're married to an Eversource employee. So I think you need to put your citizen and politician hat on and see if we can just talk about it as honestly as you can. The first thing I would ask you is, should government do anything here? And if so, what should they do?
Well, part of the problem is that government, the legislature, the governor, have passed bills that put mandates on these electric companies that then raise your rates, okay? They increase your bill. Now, I was there.
You're talking about the Millstone guaranteed price? Because you were there in 2017.
That's why I was, and that's why I feel like I can honestly talk about it, you know.
Was it a mistake?
Not being critical of other people. When you are a legislator or an elected official in any capacity, you have to weigh the pros and the cons to everything, right? Millstone was being very aggressive during that time for many, many months. They were threatening to close. They were threatening, you know, which would have meant hundreds of jobs being lost in Eastern Connecticut, which, you know,
struggling enough as it is.
Right. Needs all the help it can get economy wise, which means legislators were scared to death that their constituents were going to lose their jobs and their economy was going to decline. These are important things. When you get elected to office, if you're a good legislator, you listen very closely to your constituents. And even though you know there are downsides to what you're doing, you have to look at both sides. And that decision was made because we didn't want to lose jobs. We didn't want the economy to falter any more than it was. And so there certainly was a downside to it, and that was increased costs. And we all understood that. But a decision had to be made. I mean, right. Yes or no.
And so, you know, you made the cost-benefit analysis, and you knew there was downside. Now we're reaping the downside. So my question is, should government do anything about it now, and what should they do if you think they should?
But I just want to make this clear. It's not just the Millstone bill. It's every time there's something environmental that comes up, and it seems good, and it feels good, and it's, you know, green this and green that, and you know, people pass it and they don't pay attention to what the downside is. And right now, the answer to what should government do? I mean, listen, I know that the Republicans in the House and Senate yesterday came out with a proposal to use money to help people with the increase in their bills.
Do you support that?
To be honest with you,
I don't necessarily.
But what I don't support is breaking the caps.
So you don't want to tweak the volatility cap to maybe
get some
more money off?
The problem in Connecticut, a large problem, is we have been tweaking everything for far too long. And that's why we have one of the highest unfunded pension liabilities in the country.
So you don't want to change anything?
That have been paid down enormously in the past since the 2017 budget. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to make tough decisions. We all do it in our homes. There are 10 different things we want. And we think we need, but maybe we can only afford 5 of those things.
But do you want to give a couple hundred million from, because the ARPA money is not, they said it yesterday, but it's not an option. I think that money's spent. It makes more sense. They should have used ARPA money for this because it's the part of this hole is because of the moratorium on people paying and you're paying them back, which is because of the pandemic, and that should be federal money, but you can't now. So do you use some rainy day money or surplus money to?
I think they should consider it, but I do not support breaking through the caps.
Okay.
And
what's the long term approach?
And remember, if they use some surplus money before the budget is certified, it will not break through the caps.
I don't understand that, but
I know nobody else does either, so we don't have to.
Okay, so I'll just assume it's true.
It is true.
Okay, it's sure.
It is true. It is true. But the fact of the matter is the legislature and the long-term strategy here
is
every time that a bill comes up in the legislature and for the governor to sign, you really have to consider every pro and every con. And if you're going to support things that are going to increase bills, that might be something that is beneficial depending on what the downside is. But the public needs to know also.
Right, but there's nothing, you're saying there's nothing to be done to change the structural reason for the increased cost for customers.
Well, they have to repeal laws then. You know, that's if you're talking about structural changes, you know, costs are built in, these public benefits, and it's not just Millstone, it's other things. Right? It's they're cumulative. So every time there's a bill passed that supports XYZ, that feels good, that's green, that's, you know, this, there's it's that. And then it's an extra cost on your electric bill. And that's not because the power companies are saying, aha, we're gonna screw you today. It's because it costs them money. They're in the business of being in business.
Right? Right, but that's the inherent issue I find is that, and I don't have a solution for this, but you think of turning your light on as a right and not a privilege, right? I mean, you consider like you should be able to go in a room and turn a light on or heat your home. But these companies are for-profit companies. And so I think there's an inherent conflict with that. And so what about this whole thing with Pura and Marissa Gillette? Like, what's your take on that whole mess?
Well, there's a new Pura commissioner now, Dave Arconti. He was in the legislature. He was the chairman of the Energy and Technology Committee.
But they're still too short of what they're supposed to be.
They're still too short. The governor has made the conscious decision he was not going to fully...
What does it matter to him not to lower bureaucracy?
I mean, you'd have to ask him, but I think it was partially that, and partially he didn't think it was necessary to pay two more people. I mean, that's, you know, my understanding of what he said.
And
in
the new guy, you think is going to help?
Well, I mean, I've actually talked to him, and I hope he's going to help. I mean, he understands. See, I think part of the Puro problem with Ms. Gillette is you're making decisions based on things that aren't just straight out policy decisions. I mean, a regulatory agency needs to make decisions on what the best regulation should be for the state of Connecticut, not because you like one group or you dislike another group.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
And you shouldn't be making enemies the whole way you go. I mean, this should be a collaborative effort. And I think that David Arconti will be a good addition to it because he was in the legislature and he understands you have to make decisions, but you have to deal with the legislature and the governor and the whole the whole.
We got to take a break, but I find it fascinating that she is Marissa Gillette has sort of pushed back hard on the utilities. You would think that's a populist move that people would love, and yet the opposite has happened.
Well, because she makes enemies everywhere she goes.
But it's really fascinating that, you know, what you would think would be really popular hasn't come to bear because the prices have actually gone up as opposed to gone down. We'll put a pin in that with Themis Claridis. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. And if you're making your way into downtown Hartford right now, you're going to see some slow traffic on the southbound side of I-91 by 33 Jennings Road. Northbound 91 is a little slow between 22 and 23. Heading into Rocky Hill, again, some slow traffic up by 25, 26 in Weathersfield for the Putnam Bridge. Westbound 84 is slowing just over the Boakley Bridge, East Hartford into Hartford. 84 eastbound still heavy from 43 Park Road up to 48 Capitol Avenue downtown. Earlier accident by 48 Capitol Avenue cleared over the last 5 minutes or so. 291, 384 okay east of the river. 2 westbound's a little slow. Exit 4 to the 84 west merge in East Hartford. 9 northbound, some slow traffic approaching Harbor Park in Middletown. 9 northbound, look out for some road work as you move up into Naugatuck between 25 and 27. Right lanes out there, a little bit of a delay with that. Also some road work 8 northbound as you move Watertown into Thomaston between 37 and 38, slowing you down. And 8 southbound road work between 19 and 17, Seymour into Derby. That's in the right shoulder. That is also causing a delay there. If you are traveling 91 in the Parkway, that looks good heading down in toward New Haven. 84 westbound delays, 11 and 10 in Newtown. And again, some slow traffic, 84 westbound from exit 9 to 7 in Danbury. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Did you know you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get real lasting joint pain relief? I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of arthritic pain, whether it's knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something you need to check out. And the consultation, by the way, is totally free. It's called regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments, and thousands across the country have benefited from it. You can enhance your joints, improve mobility, get back to doing the stuff you love without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. You got to give them a call. The consultation is totally free. They are the nation's leader in this type of medicine. So give QC Kinetics a call. They're in Avon, they're in New Haven, and they're now in Glastonbury as well. It's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. The company is QC Kinetics. That consultation is free. And that number, one more time, is 860-440-PAIN.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So we didn't have a lot of commercials this hour, and we still don't have enough time. Themis Claridis, former Republican leader in the House and former Senate candidate here in studio. I want to now talk about UConn and the Big 12. You have an opinion? Do you have an opinion on whether you, if the Big 12 says we want you and you, football can come in 2031 after this next TV deal, but all the sports can join next year, do you do it?
I think they need to seriously consider it.
Will you answer a question directly?
I answer lots of questions directly.
Yes or no?
The Red Sox stink. The Yankees are great. I answer lots of questions directly.
I think they. I think they kind of have to do, but I don't want them. I don't want them.
No, that's why I said they have to seriously consider doing it. I mean, there's. It goes back to the whole, our prior Steve Cohen and the Mets conversation,
which we
right?
had off mic. Yeah.
Right, but
yeah.
I mean, it goes back to that. He's not going to just throw money just to get the nice shiny object, but he's got to make the best financial decision on how he's going to build a team. I think that UConn has to look at this seriously, how it's going to affect sports and is it going to help them build sports. I mean, we don't want them to because we have the traditional view of where UConn should be.
Well, I also think that it's good for football and it's good for the budget, but I think it's terrible for basketball. I think that they go into that conference with how competitive it is and you lose the regional rivalry stuff. I think that UConn basketball will be changed forever. I just I feel that way.
I'm still annoyed that the Big East got broken up.
Well, we're back in the Big East.
No,
now,
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I still.
That Syracuse isn't there, BC's not there.
Right, I know, but the real Big East.
Yeah.
You know, the Big East as it was. Like, I'm annoyed over that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I believe in the regional rivalries. I believe in, you know, you have to focus on basketball at this point. I mean, I'm sorry to all you UConn football fans, but, you know, you're going to kind of mess with the basketball team to help the football team, and I don't think it really helps the football team.
Well, I mean, as long as you have a 40,000-seat stadium in East Hartford, 24 miles from campus, it's not going to, you know. I mean, they draw more for spring practices at these schools than UConn does for games. So I think it's a be careful what you wish for type thing. I am definitely cautious on it. I wonder if you had an opinion, you know, I don't know if you do, and we'll get to Trump and Harris in a second. This whole cell phone in school thing. You know, I talk about this stuff every day, so I have my hot takes already firmly in place. So I don't know what your feeling is.
I think, unfortunately, it's gotten out of hand. Kids with cell phones in schools, and I don't think they should have them. But, you know, you then get to the people will say, well, what if there's an emergency? Okay, well, you're in the school. You go tell the teacher, and the teacher's going to contact your parents, right?
Correct.
So I don't really see this. I went to a fifth grade graduation in Hartford this spring. And when it was all, it wasn't graduation. It was like their end of school, you know, concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal, you know, after he was giving all his greeting, have a wonderful summer, kids were great, the whole thing. And I just have one message for you. Please, I'm begging you, do not get your child a cell phone. Like that was his main message. Do not get them a cell phone. Because I think it's the same reason social media, you know, I think is great in certain ways, but it's really been a detriment in a lot of ways. I think kids, especially younger kids, getting cell phones, I mean, it's diverting their attention. They're not paying attention as much in school. And, you know, all the bullying and all these horrible things we see, it's just worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I worry that in high school, they can do a lot of the stuff on their laptops. So if their phones are away and their laptops are out, it's not necessarily a huge improvement. I've been convinced of that by some people in education over the last couple of weeks. We don't have a ton of time. Trump-Harris, what do non-Trump Republicans do? Do you think she has a chance to win?
I think she definitely has a chance to win. I think we all agree that this election is going to be close and it's going to come down to the unaffiliates and the more moderate Republicans and more moderate Democrats. And I think with Joe Biden in there, people who thought they couldn't vote for Trump, but looked at Biden and said, but I can't vote for him because I don't think he's
not going to make four more years.
Four more years. I mean, just even competent to do the job at that point. And with Harris, I've heard a lot of people say, I don't agree with her on most policy, but I feel like at least I have a choice now if I can't vote for Trump. And I think that's what it's going to fall on. You know, I don't think either one of them is going to win anybody over per se, and besides people to the extreme right and the extreme left that are just solid Harris people and solid Trump people, and nobody's changing them. Everybody else, that's where the decision is going to be made.
Sure, absolutely.
And I don't think they're going to win people over in a full-throated way, but I think people are going to say, listen, I have to pick one of them, and I can't with a clear conscience pick fill in the blank.
As a politician, why do you think that they're protecting her so much? Like, why is she not doing more interviews? Why the hesitancy to engage mass media and be in more informal situations?
So I think we realize that there is a bias in the media to the left. There just is, whether it's Donald Trump or anybody else. And I think they...
But so why isn't she everywhere? Why isn't she talking in
interviews? I think they were having trouble. I think it was an interesting dynamic that I never thought I would see, but the media, even the liberal media, was afraid of Biden, right? They didn't want him to run because they were afraid he couldn't beat Trump anymore. And now they feel like there's all this new hope. Now, if I were in her shoes, I would be doing interviews. I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you why I think it is. I think it's because she has gotten this big high off of, you know, Biden's out, I'm in. So now there's a sigh of relief, right? I don't care who it is. There are people that are like, okay, phew, I can exhale for a second because it's not Biden. All right. So we're not like dead in the water out of the gate. We at least have a chance here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the convention, it was last week. And so, you know, she got that kind of high, the Clintons, Obama, everybody who spoke. I think that they're just riding that high as long as they can. I think that's what's going on. But once Labor Day hits, you know, I think it's all going to change. And the more pressure that she gets, she's just going to have to start doing what she's supposed to be doing. I mean, they said they agreed to this debate on September 10th, which should be very interesting for both of them. And he's going to have to be careful because the way he handled Biden is not going to be the way he's going to be able to handle her.
I think that's right.
Right.
I think it's going to be unbelievably fascinating television, even though we always seem to say that. Like, I think it's going to...
Because it's been true recently.
Yeah. Themis, we got so much more on the table. Come back soon.
Love to.
Themis Claridis, our Republican leader.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.